If you want to go a little bit further with it, here's the dessert. In that whole 7 days, don't say anything that doesn't glorify the Lord or to praise Him or to worship Him for 7 days. Amen. Now, some of you people that have to work out there in the world, it's going to be real hard for you to go up there to your boss and he's going to say, well, how you doing? Bless God, praise God, hallelujah, praise God. You're going to think you're going crazy. If you got the nerve to do it, do it. But God is not unrealistic. He's not an unrealistic God. You have to say certain things to do your job. Speak those things. Just cut out all the garbage. Just cut out all the garbage. 7 days. 7 days. Hallelujah. Now, you don't have to do that second one unless you want to. But do the first one. Get rid of the word try. And then you can get rid of another word and another word and another word. And pretty soon, you know what? You'll be a perfect man. Because he who can control the tongue is a perfect man. That's what the Bible says. Amen. You want to learn how to control the tongue? Just start with take one word and get rid of it. Once you've gotten rid of that one, take another one and get rid of it. Once you got rid of that one, take another one and get rid of it. Then you'll find it's going to get easier. Then you can take 4 or 5 words at a time and get rid of them. And you start obeying God. And you'll see He'll move in your life. Amen? Let's sing a song. Just praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord God. Praise the Lord God. Children of God, praise Him. Worship the Lord. Glorify the Lord. This is how you prepare yourself to be a sanctuary. You prepare yourself as a sanctuary by praising the Lord. That's what a sanctuary is for. To praise God in it. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. We glorify you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We worship you, Lord. Sickness cannot stay near the praising children of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Satan cannot stand near the children of God when they're praising Him. When they're praising Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. All glory and honor and praise to Jesus Christ. We worship you, Lord Jesus. We worship you and glorify you. We magnify your name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Praise Him. Let them hear you downtown. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the name of Jesus. Give the Lord a hand. Hallelujah. 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 Give the Lord a hand. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Y'all be seated. Praise the Lord. Y'all need some new people in your church? You sure do. Gruner family, stand up. Gruner family, you got some new people in your church. Amen. Amen. Now, that's the Lord said, seed it. Seed it, and it'll grow. Seed it, it'll grow. Amen. Seed it, it'll grow. Amen. You got some helpers. You got some helpers to pray for you. Pray with you. sing with you, dance with you, praise God with you, worship with you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you get a bonus. Cindy plays keyboard. Amen. And she's got a keyboard. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sarah, you play clarinet. Hallelujah. Michelle, you play saxophone. Hallelujah. Stephen, you play drums. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a cheer. Hallelujah. 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 Y'all sit down. I can't keep them forever. Can't keep them forever because, see, they're going to be practicing the drums and the keyboard and the saxophone and all that stuff and the clarinet. And they're going to be serving God here and fighting here. But one day, I'm looking for the Lord to call them out on a revival trail. Amen. And when that happens, you got to give them up. Praise God. But only for a little while till they come back. If you love the Lord, praise Him. Hallelujah. Praise your Lord. It's strange. It's real strange. It's real strange. This whole week, there's been a lot of teaching this week. It's been a lot of teaching. Last week, a lot of proclamations. A lot of gifts given out. A lot of power given out. And the gifts and the power are still here. Still here. They never leave. But there's been a lot of teaching. And I prayed about that last night. I said, Lord, why am I doing so much teaching? Well, it's because you need it. You need it. Some of it's confirmation of things you've already gotten. But there's some new stuff in there, too. And there's some stretch your faith stuff in there. There's some stuff that'll stretch you a little bit. You have to go get in that Bible and search it out and say, Lord, that's hard. Is He right? Well, praise God. There it is. Hallelujah. You know, got to stretch it. That's what it's all about, stretching. And sometimes stretching hurts. Now, I never did know, and I never did understand why boys go through more intense growing pains than girls do. Did you ever know that? Did you ever think about that? Little boys go through much more intensive growing pains than little girls do. And it's one of those things that God has given us in the natural to understand the spiritual. To grow spiritually, sometimes it's painful. To grow spiritually is painful. Because in order to grow spiritually, you got to turn something loose. You got to turn something loose. And every one of these people up here, some of them out here, God is calling to turn things loose. To turn things loose. I want to show you something. Ricky Baldwin, you've been with me for 8 years now. You've been working with me in the ministry for what, would you say, four? 4 or 5 years? How much do I pay you? I don't pay you nothing. Ain't that terrible? Poor little boy ain't got paid nothing. 5 years of service. 5 years and I haven't paid him anything. Steve, you work, stand up, boy. You work with me in the ministry, don't you? How much do I pay you? Nothing, but he pays me. Nah. Ricky, son, how much do I pay you? Nothing. Amanda, how much do I pay you? Nothing. Scott, how much do I pay you? Nothing. Tiny. Paul, how much do I pay you? Zero. And you know what? I never will. Never will. Never will. Do you know why? Because we get what we get through the Lord by faith. We get what we get by the Lord by faith. Hallelujah. It's the truth. anybody can go out on revival if somebody says, I'll give you $300 a week and a car to drive. Amen. But you say to somebody, you follow me out on a revival trail, and I ain't going to pay you a dime. You'll be lucky if you eat. Now we're going to find out who wants to follow the Lord. Amen. And if they do it, they love him. Dick, stand up. How long you been working for me? Since March. How much have I paid you? Nothing. Not going to either. What was that? That's right. I pay you exactly what you're worth. If you love the Lord, say, bless God. Actually, the Lord pays us more than we're worth. Bill, come up here. You might as well get up here with this crew. Bill's the one that stands in the back and takes care of the tent for us. He watches over your cars to make sure nobody bothers your cars. Because when tent meetings come up, vandals like to mess with cars. That's just the way Satan is. He doesn't have the guts to come in here and face us head on. He likes to sneak around in the dark. So Bill goes out there, and you wonder why he disappears every now and then. He's going out there praying over the cars, praying over the land, and watching over the things, taking care of the tent. He'd like to be in here all the time, wouldn't you, Bill? But you see, that's a ministry out there. And we're not here for us. We're here for you. We're here to serve you. Now, you've been working for me for how long? Been a lot of years. How much have I ever paid you? Nothing. Amen. One time Bill said, he was complaining about it. Come on, let me get up here, Bill. Let me pick on you a little bit. Amen. No, you were complaining.
That's what I said.
He was complaining about the money he wasn't getting paid. And he got to saying, Lord, just give me 50 cents an hour. Just 50 cents an hour. And yeah, he tried that. The Lord said, you owe me money. He said, I've been giving you more than that, and if I gave you what you were worth, you'd owe me money, didn't you? Didn't he say that?
Yeah.
Amen. And you know, sometimes I think that's true of all of us. If God gave us what we were worth in the job we do, we would owe him a lot of money. But God has given us all things, and he paid the price. That's the key. He paid for it. It's bought and paid for. He gives it to us because he loves us. Amen. And I love these guys. And each one, and gals, gotta include the gal. Each one serves the Lord. Each one has turned their life over to serve God. They're not in this for the money. I'm not in it for the money. I'm in it to serve and glorify Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. Give them a cheer. Well, you guys stand. You guys can sit. I was going to tell Ricky to tell you this before you left. Somebody asked for this earlier, something about the Fisherman Ministries. And it's real funny. I was reading this today. And because we wrote this, we did this how long ago? About 9 months ago, we wrote this out. And, you know, I'll write it out. I just wrote down what I felt the Lord had me do. And they proofed it, and they played with it. And we put it together, a little brochure. I got to looking at it today. And I said, boy, I wish I had sense 9 months ago. If I'd had any brains 9 months ago, I'd have seen what we were going to do. Because everything the Lord's been showing us the last 3 weeks is right here in this brochure. Bless the Lord. It's our truth. Everything God's been showing us in the last 3 weeks is right here in this brochure, and we're too stupid, dumb, and blind to see it. But it's right there. God had us put it in there and not even know what we were doing. Thank you, Jesus. And who says God can't lead your path? I know he can.
Amen.
Amen. So these are here. They're free. you want to know something about us and want to know our address, they're right there. Help yourselves before you leave. But I want to take the rest of this time. We're going to have more teaching tomorrow. I don't know what the Lord's going to do tomorrow. But I want to take the rest of this time to fellowship together with the Lord. I want you to sing some songs. I want you to praise Him. I want you to just love Jesus. Feel His love. Amen. We have broken that battle that came against us last night. Satan tried to come on across tonight, but we stopped him before the meeting ever began. Got out there and prayed. I went out there in the back, out there in the front yard, stood out the street, looked over and pointed my finger and said, "Satan, you stay out there." Then I said, "Lord, make it happen. Lord, make it happen. I'm going to trust you." And He's done it. I felt the presence of the Lord all night. He's been with us. Don't worry about people who come and hear what we have to say and don't like it. God will either use them to bring others in or He'll change them to like it. But if I can leave you anything tonight, other than those basic things, contend for the faith. Earnestly contend for the faith that was once delivered to the church. That's one. Anything that is not a faith is sin. Anything that is not a faith is sin. I want you to look at this one other thing. To walk with the Lord is a minute by minute, day by day job. It's a commitment that one makes every moment. Every day. If you forget that commitment for any length of time, you fall back. The flesh tends to go to the earth. The spirit wants to go to the heavens. Our spirit seeks God. Our flesh seeks the earth from whence it came. The Word of God even says that. The Word of God says, the spirit of a man returneth unto God from whence it came. But this flesh goes back to the earth. God's got a new flesh. It's going to be a better one for us. And that flesh I'm going to be in, and I'm going to walk in it, and I'm going to enjoy it. I'm going to enjoy it. It's going to be the perfect flesh for me. In the meantime, I'll make do with this one. Hallelujah. And I'll use it the best I can to glorify Him. But the rest of this stuff, stand and stand and stand on the Word of God. Stand in the Word of God. When you've done everything you can to stand, stand. When you've done everything you can to stand, then stand. Because if you don't, Satan will counterattack. And he'll come at you. And then you'll become a casualty. Men will try to make you fall. People around you will try to make you fall. And your greatest weapon, the greatest weapon you have, besides the word of faith, the shield of faith, and the word of the Spirit, is do not compromise on God's word. Compromise is a leaven that once it sets in, it spreads like a cancer and goes throughout the church, and the church dies. Compromise kills you. You compromise in a little thing, you'll compromise in a great thing. Get rid of compromise. When you catch one of us compromising, nail us right between the running light. Amen. Sister, if you ever catch George compromising, kick him. Amen. And George, if you ever catch Sister compromising, ask one of the other sisters to kick her. If you love the Lord, praise Him. Hallelujah. Sing us a song, Ricky.